So MindSport South Africa's online schools championship is the longest running championship of its kind in the world. And so you are joined this morning on the line by Colin Webster from MindSport South Africa, who joins you to tell you more about esports and the upcoming 9th online championship. So what is this all about? I'll tell you, Colin is here to explain all of that. Colin, a very good morning to you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yes, good morning, and thank you for having me.
Colin, you know, it's when you hear about this concept, it's a beautiful concept, and it's one that you're thinking to yourself, but why have we never had this before? Why are only many people finding out about this now? But for the benefit of our listeners, what is Esports and Mind Games South Africa?
Right, well, MindSport South Africa is the national federation that is the custodian for a number of different disciplines, of which you have a number of board games, you have some card games, and you have esports and war games, you know, within the actual structure. So it's an overarching national federation, which looks after these disciplines in very much the same way that, you know, Cricket South Africa looks after cricket and is recognized in terms of the Sport and Recreation Act. When you start looking at esports, you're looking at the video games, the computer games, whichever you wish to call them, that are done on a competitive basis. So it's not every computer game that ends up as an esport, but the ones that are treated more on a competitive basis.
And talking to that, I mean, we've seen over the recent couple of months or years that, you know, there's young people out there making money out of playing games online. But you also talk about the 9th online championships. How does the online championships work then?
Right. Well, the way that we look after the online championships is in a controlled environment, in order to further, shall we say, enable schools to create the same sort of camaraderie in teams as that what they would do in any other in any other sport. So you have the teams participating from their schools at a very low cost against schools right around the country. So, for example, you can have Oak Hill College playing against King Edwards on the same day, but without the cost of having to travel.
All right, and if you have just joined the conversation, you're listening to the voice of Colin Webster from MindSport South Africa, joining you to tell you a little bit more about esports and the upcoming 9th online championship. Still talking about the championships and everything else, Colin, how do learners then and schools get involved?
Well, it's very easy, because obviously MindSport South Africa is very concerned about the intellectual property of the school. And of course, the structure and putting esports into the school in a, as I said, in a controlled environment. All the school has to do is just affiliate to MindSport South Africa, which is a very low cost. In fact, if you have to see the costs, you'll actually wonder how we actually even operate, because it's 100 rand a year for a school to affiliate. Yes.
All right.
So the school just has to contact MindSport South Africa. We send them the starter pack. They literally fill in the document, send it back, and pay presto, they're affiliated.
And is that literally how you can join for the 9th online championships? That's as easy as that?
Yes, it's that easy.
And is it per school or is it per learner?
Well, what we do is we have the school affiliates, so it's the same sort of structure as any other sport. So the school actually affiliates to MindSport South Africa. The learners, of course, are the responsibility of the school. So what we do is we just charge a very nominal fee per learner as well, you know, as a capitation fee. So it's exactly the same structure, and of course it's the same benefits that accrue that you would find in any other sport. So children who participate in the online school championships can actually earn provincial colours. And they can even, if they finish in the top 3 or the top 20%, whichever is greater, they actually become eligible for national team selections. So it can actually lead all the way up to the learner earning Protea colours.
Oh, fantastic. That being said, very quickly, Colin, your parting words before we let you go?
Well, obviously, this is something that it's the sport of the future. It's, esports, as you know, is a very fast-growing sport. And it's a great way for children to actually become more digitally aware and to develop. You know, we're open to everybody, and if they've got any questions, they could please contact us.
Lovely. Colin, listen, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning. A very good morning to you.
No, thank you very much for having us.
Thank you so much, Colin Webster, General Secretary at Mindsport South Africa.